Pasuk says, "Haluchos Maisa Likim Hema VaMichtav Michtav Likim Ucharos Al Haluchos." The description of the Luchos Arishonos, Maisa Likim the Luchos. The Ksav was Michtav Likim. The Ksav was Charos Al Haluchos. It's interesting that the Torah chooses to tell us the nature of the Luchos, Dafka at the time of the Shviras Haluchos. The Chaira would have been more appropriate to describe the Luchos at the time that they were given. So then it's in Hamikdavar's Eimer on that. We'll see perhaps what we could say. Rashi, at the end of Zayis HaBracha, says the following, famous Rashi, last one. Shenaso liboy lishbar haluchos le'ineya. Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. V'iskim odas HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'daitai. The Eibishter was maskim to him. Shenemar asher shibarto. Which Chazal Darshan bring to Rashi. Yasher koyach asher shibarto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. Yasher koyach that you broke the luchos. So, we have to understand the Chura. What's the Yasher Kayach Sheshibarta? What's the good deed inherent in the breaking of the Luchas? What's the Yasher Kayach? What good was done by it? The Eibishter says Yasher Kayach Sheshibarta. Obviously, something, you know, of tremendous importance and of tremendous benefit was accomplished by doing it. What is that? Another interesting horror is there's a Yalkut Shemayni at the end of Sefer Yeshua who says the following: Ksiv v'yishbaraisim tachas ahar v'istakel Moshe baluchos. Moshe Rabbeinu looked at the luchos v'ro sheporach ksav me'aleim and saw that the ksav of the luchos came off the luchos, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was v'yishlichon mi'adot. And Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos. Miyad, immediately upon Moshe Rabbeinu's having broken the luchos, nis'alim, he was nis'alim, couldn't speak, became mute. Couldn't answer anything in Torah. Ba'isa shah, at that time, nigzera gzera, the gzera was nigzer al Yisrael, sheyilmedu Torah, that they shall learn Torah, miteich hatzar, miteich hashibud, miteich hatilto, miteich hatiruf, miteich hadoichak, miteich she'ein lohem mezoimus, miteich oisei tzar, she'ein mitztarim, osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shalom lehem schorom l'imais HaMashiach kofol u'mchupo, she'nemar Hashem alikim b'chizek yovoi b'zaroi v'ishlaloi, it says, "Mihig dimani v'ashalim tachas kol hashamayim l'tayvasi nishbara nishbara regel barosi shetehei maskur tishleim." Eventually, the schar will be shalom. But alponov, what we see l'chayre from this chazal, from this Yalkut Shemayni, the end of Sefer Yeshua, that the breaking of the luchos was l'chura a bad thing. Miyad. Immediately upon breaking the luchos, nis'alim. Moshe Rabbeinu became nis'alim. And because of that event, it was nigzer al klal Yisrael to learn Torah, miteich hadoichak, miteich harini, miteich hatzar, miteich, all these things that the Chazal enumerate. We'll see later that this Chazal l'chayra parallels on Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach. But for now, it's enough. This har manoshach, was it a good thing or a bad thing? Yasher keil sheshibarta. We see very clearly that the shviras haluchos was a good thing. Miyad nis'alim meishev lehayachal lahashiv. Bechur, we see from there that the shviras haluchos was not such a good thing. It was such a good thing. Why was nis'alim meishev? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu lose the ability to be meishev? Another hara on the Etzem Chazal in the Yalkut Shemayni is that when was Nis'alim Moshe? When he broke the luchos. Now, it said immediately before that, the Moshe Rabbeinu raw Oisiyos Parchas Ba'avir. That means the Oisiyos were already off the Luchas before him. And then it wasn't this Alan Moshe. For breaking the Oisiyos less Luchas, for that was this Alan Moshe. Question arises, what? He broke Luchas that didn't have the Ksav on them anymore. What is their Munach in that Shvira that should cause a miyad nisal and Moshe, and certainly the ensuing zeres that Chazal mentioned? Where should that come from? Breaking the luchos after the ICAs were already pareach lav. We'll start with the hesber of the Ashikayach Sheshibart. It's dvarim you do it. It's dvarim you do it. The There was a basic distinction, we know, between the Luchas Rishonos and the Luchas Shniyos. The Luchas Rishonos were Maaseh Elokim, like the Pasuk says, and the Luchas Rishonos were Michtav Elokim, Chorus Al HaLuchas, in a way that was totally a mess, and not Al Pi Derech HaTeva. And as we are also told, everything was very clear on the Luchas Rishonos. Everything was borrowed. There would have been no musig from the Luchas Rishonos of having to be Omer. Everything was there, Muchach Lefonav, all of Teresh of Baal Peh was clearly evident. You were able to see, perceive everything merely from the Luchas straight. It's all given up, literally on a silver platter. The Luchas Shnius, on the other hand, were not Maaseh Elokim, Ksav was not Maaseh Elokim, Ksav wasn't Ayin Benes, and you didn't have Kala Terakula Begoli there for the taking on the Luchas Shniyos. And the Luchas Shniyos, you needed, with the Luchas Shniyos, was introduced the idea of Amelus Patay. That's the difference between the Luchas Rishonos and the Luchas Shniyos. Now the Yisod of the Cheta Egel, the Beis Halevi is Mazmer, the door of the Beis Halevi, that even though the Kavana was good, the intentions were good, they had a cheshbon that what they were going to do would bring Hashuas Hashchina, which they were afraid they were going to lose because of Moshe Rabbeinu's in their mind. They're thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu was gone. But what? How did the Egel Azov result from that? Because it's true they might have had good intentions, but they did it all without the tzibui from the Rabbeinu Shalom. They did it me'atzma. And the only time you do something, if you do it al pitzibui Hashem, it can bring kedusha loyal. You do it without Tzivui Hashem, as lofty as your kavanas may be, it won't result in bringing Hashras Hashchina la'ilam, it will result, Rachmanu Litzlan, in bringing an Egel Hazov la'ilam. Now, the Mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos was, there was no Amelus B'Torah. Now, what Amelus B'Torah accomplishes is that it becomes Torah delay. And through a person's being Omel B'Torah, he becomes Dovuk to the Eitz HaChayim from Torah. And Ramela, what he does, becomes, he does Alpi Torah, because he's Dovuk in Torah. In the Luchas HaRishonos, that didn't have the concept of Amelus B'Torah, you had it all in front of you. And because these Luchas were given, so a person could get it. But they weren't internalized as an intrinsic part of the mensch. If they weren't internalized as an intrinsic part of the mensch, so then from there resulted the possibility that there should be a chet ha'egel. You make your own cheshbonos, you decide that this is what you should do even without a tzivui Hashem. There's makom for you to make your own unilateral decisions without it being al pi Hashem. Hence, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos, by virtue of the fact that it didn't become part of the mensch, so it allowed for the mensch to make his own cheshbonos without a tzivui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, he saw the inherent sakana, it could result in an egel, so Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchas? Because this mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos could not work. The Mahalach of the Luchas Rishonis would not change the etzem nature of Klal Yisrael to make their own Cheshbonis. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, and the Eibishter was maskim al yodah yasher koyach sheshibarta. It was direct. With this Mahalach, where it doesn't become part of the mensch, this is what it could lead to, Rahman al-Islam. This is not the desired result of Klal Yisrael. Zalohalech. Yasher koyach sheshibarta. The Eibishter says, Yasher koyach sheshibarta. Now, as we'll see later, the fact that he says, Yasher koyach sheshibarta, doesn't mean that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a chas v'sholom a mistake by giving the Luchas Rishonis. The Luchas Rishonis were for a matara, as we'll see, that the Shivrei Luchas were menachas ba'aron, so there's a chshivas to them. But Yashikayach Sheshibarta, at this point in time, the Mahalach, if it leads Klal Yisrael to make their own cheshbonis, this is not going to alleviate that, Yashikayach Sheshibarta. This Mahalach of being kind of tired is not going to work, because it's not through Amelus and it doesn't become part of the mention. What became the Mahalach? The Mahalach of the Luchashniyas. The Luchashniyas, which were not Mechtev Elikim, did not have in them the Golui ready for the taking all of Torah Shabbal Peh. The Luchashniyas, this had through all, the only way you could attain a Havana, a Kenyan in Torah Shabbal Peh, in the Mahalach of the Luchashniyas, was Dafka with Amelus B'Torah. With Amelus B'Torah, the person becomes Dovuk and Torah. Where you become Dovuk and Torah, so then what you do is, what does the Rebbeinu Shel Olam want? You become a Shtik Ratzon Hashem. Was will the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? You're Dovuk and Torah. Then, that is the only safeguard. That is the only thing that can prevent the Chet HaEgel. That you're not going to be able, it's not going to be, there's an I am making my decisions. What does the Torah want me to do? That's the Mahalach that comes out from the Dveikus in Tzatzer Rabbeinu Shalem to the Torah, Al Yidei Amelus B'Torah, which was introduced in the Mahalach of the Luchashniyas. So that's the Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta, and that's the Maila for us of the Luchashniyas, of the Mahalach of the Luchashniyas, over the Mahalach of the Luchas Rishonis. That the Shivrei Luchas are Munachas Ba'aron, that's because to tell us that it wasn't that it was discarded and that it's not ultimately something you're not going to have. You will ultimately have the Luchas Rishonis again, a tzur of the Luchas Rishonis. Sfarim say that already. You will have that. Just the Mahalach Ba'olam Hazeh, Bahai Alma, until you get to then, is a Mahalach of the Luchashniyas. But it's all for the purpose of getting to a point in time where you'll have Takad Luchas Rishonis, and that the Oisiyas, which are Pereir Ba'avir, will come back to the Luchas Rishonis. So that covers the Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. Al Pizeh, we can also understand the Ha'ara that we began with, that this Pasuk, V'aluchas Maisel Ikim Heim V'amichtav Michtav Elikim U'choros Al Aluchas, why does it say a Dafka with the Shvira of the Luchas and not with the Nesina of the Luchas? The Teretz is because what the Torah is telling us by telling us with the Shvira of the Luchas, Aluchas Maisel Likim, Amichtav Michtav Likim, it's telling us the Inyan of the Shvira. What was the point of the Shvira? By virtue of the fact that the Ksav was Michtav Likim and the Luchas were Maisel Likim, so from everything, all of Torah was there on the Luchas. All of Torah, to the smallest point of Torah Shabbal Peh, it was all on those Luchas. And it's from there that we see that there would have been no safeguard against the Chet HaEgel, because there's no Amelus, you're not Dovuk. It's because it was Maaseh Elikim, because it was Michtav Elikim, because it was Choros Al HaLuchas and Kol HaTorah Kulo was there, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, and ultimately that's why the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. As far as with this Havana, we can now look at the Yalkut Shemayni and understand that it's not a steer. Havada Yasher Koyach Sheshibarta. That Moshe Rabbeinu, we will see that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nis'alim upon having broken the Luchas, was not B'Teres a bad thing or an Einish for having done something wrong. It was Pashat HaMetzias. And the Hesber is really Alpi what we said before. The Hesber is Alpi what we said before. We said the Mesiras HaTeira of the Luchas Rishonos, there's a fundamental distinction between the Mesira of the Luchas Rishonos and the Mesira of the Luchas Shnius. Mesira of the Luchas Shnius. The Mesira of the Luchas Rishonos didn't involve the goof of the person becoming Dovuk in Torah. Becoming Dovuk in Torah and Amelus B'Torah and being Dovuk in the Rebbeinu Shalala. The Nesina of the Luchas was given to them with all of the Torah. Right? It was given to them with Kol HaTorah. And so, it was all a Maisa Lekim, the Eibishta, the Rebbeinu Shalalam, gave it to them. It's something that's totally from the Rebbeinu Shalalam. The only way that they could have a Shaychus is that Benes, the Rebbeinu Shalalam, is merited to this world, the Maisa Lekim of the Luchas and the Nichtav Lekim, the Tcharos Al Luchas, and it gave it to them. But that's what it is. It was given to them. The Mahalach of the Luchas Shnius, which is the Amelus B'Torah, means the person has to be, the idea that we have that there's something called Torah delay, that's an idea that's only Shayach Mikayach Luchas Shnius. Something's called Torah delay. And Mela in the Luchas Shnius, where the effect of the Mesiras HaTorah of the Luchas Shnius involves the person breaking the goof and making the goof a receptacle, the goof shouldn't be meineya from a person's being able to receive and be kaina Torah, which is a davaruch. That's all a mahalach that exists purely in the Luchas Shnius, not in the Luchas Rishonos. We're just given. That is what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu came down. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the ICA's parch is ba'avir. What did Moshe Rabbeinu see from the ICA's parch is ba'avir? That this mahalach of the Luchas Shnius is not a mahalach which is going to work for Klal Yisrael. Like we were masbir beforehand, because this doesn't become part of them, they don't become davuk in it, their machshava doesn't become a machshava which is purely acting al pi rotzen Hashem, without tzivui Hashem, without taking it, without their own cheshbon. Without their own cheshbonos. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to break the luchas? Let's ask it that way. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to break the luchas if the ICAs were parches ba'avir anyway, they weren't there? Because ein hachinami, the ICAs were parches ba'avir, but they were still there. And ad kama that the luchas were still there, right? It could be, and after the wrath of the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Chet HaEgel, that then the ICAs will go back on the luchas. Meaning, and it will continue with the mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu saw, the inherent sakana of that. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. To what end? So that the ICAs cannot go back on these Luchas. The ICAs are gone now. And the ICAs cannot go back on this Luchas. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. That was the Ashikaya Sheshibarta. But what happened here? The Mesiras HaTorah, the Mahalach of Mesiras HaTorah of the Luchas Rishonos is fundamentally different from the Mahalach of the Mesiras HaTorah of the Luchas Shnius. So, Kol Zman, the Luchas Rishonos was still there, it was still within the realm of the Mahalach of the Mesiras HaTorah of the Luchas Rishonos. By breaking that, Moshe Rabbeinu was menatek that, and the Mahalach of the Mesira of the Luchas Rishonos was gone. That's the Mida, that's what happened with breaking the Luchas. Upon breaking the Luchas, that put an end to the Mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos. That put a definite end to the Mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos. What happened then? That was the form of Mesira Satar. What happened then? Miyad, upon breaking those Luchas, there's no more Mahalach of Mesiras HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give over the Torah with this Mahalach of the Luchas Rishonos. He was Nis'alim. It's Betachlis Hadiyuk. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not like Nishtakchu Halochas, like we find in other places. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nis'alim V'Lehayochar L'Hoshit. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't able to answer. That's it. He was Nis'alim. What does that mean? The dibur was the koyach with which he was going to transmit the Torah, that there was going to be the mesiras haTorah. There could be no mesiras haTorah. Now halacha luchos v'shenis became bottled with the shmiras haluchos. There could no longer be a mesiras haTorah. The mesiras haTorah now needed to become. There had to be nischadash of a halacha luchos shnius. Because man, there wasn't a luchos shnius nisalim moisha. That he's nisalim wasn't because the breaking of the luchos was a bad thing. It's like we said earlier that it's a metzias, that the luchos rishonis represented the mesiras haTorah with a particular mahalach unique to the luchos rishonis, with the shvir of the luchos rishonis, that oifen of mesiras haTorah became bok. That's nisalim by Shavuot. But be'emes, it was a good thing that he broke. Be'emes, it was yasher koyach sheshiba. It was yasher koyach sheshiba. Now this chazal, this yalkut, focused, said miyad, what was nigzar? Just to go over the lashon again. It was nigzar al yisrael sheyil medutar mitech hatzar, mitech hashibut, mitech tiltul, mitech hatiruf, mitech hatzadeichak, that's parallel to Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach that says Torah Shebal Peh is Daima Lechayshev Shenilmud B'Tzar Gadol. And just like the Yalkut ends up with saying that the Leis HaMashiach is going to be Scharam Leis HaMashiach Kofel V'Chupel on Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Noach, so it says also over there. It says also over there in Torah Shebal Peh that afterwards they're going to be Zochel Oyer Gadol, Achro Oyer Gadol. That from the Chayshich of the Tzar Gadol of Torah Shebal Peh, which is described here in the Alkot Bariches, eventually it'll be Achakachro Oyer Gadol. Now, Chazal call it the Tzar Gadol. It means it's not stam a pain of any dimension that we are accustomed to refer to pain. Chazal called it a tzar gadol. I mean, there's something over here which causes an excessive amount of tzar. What is that tzar? What's the point of that tzar? Where did that tzar come from? So the Hezbir is poshut. Torah is be'etzim a davar ruchni. If Torah is a davar ruchni and a person harei is a physical bria, right? Is a physical bria. There is no oifen. Now the mahalach of the luchos shnius, like we said, is it has to be dovuk in the mensch, it has to be dovuk in the person, as opposed to the luchos shnius. How can something that's ruchni be dovuk in a guf that's gash? How can something that's b'mekayra, you'll be yisoydei from the loftiest place, kulay ruchni, be dovuk in somebody whose guf is kulay chom? There's only one way. You have to be mevatel. You have to be mevatel the koyach of the goof. The tzar gadol is not a punishment. The doichak is not a punishment. It's all of these things that are to be mafrich, to be mevatel the koyach of the goof. To break the goof, to make the person a ruchniyistik person. To break the goof and make the person a ruchniyistik person, then he becomes a klikibul, then he becomes a receptacle, he can be kind of tayr. He can be kind of tayr. There's a Chassid Yaivetz. There's a Chassid Yaivetz in Pirkei Yomus, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches, and the Mishnah of Chavim Odom Shendivra B'Tzelem. So he talks about the general B'Tzelem, which applies to Goyim as well. And then he says, Klal Yisrael has something else. It has Torah, it's this Inyan Eleki, he calls it. And this Inyan Eleki of Torah is something which is Eleki. And the boss of Adam could not be kind of it. That's why a person has to be the point of this tzar and oini and deichak and everything else that it says over here. The Torah Shebal Pez Nilmed B'Tzar Gadol D'Loshen Av the Tanchuma. That's all to break the goof, to minimize the koiches of the goof, and make the person a more ruchni as the kemensh, to be nisala and become more of a ruchni as the kemensh, and kechol that he becomes more of a ruchni as the kemensh. He is able to be kind of Torah to a greater extent. The matara of this mahalach of the luchos shnius, which is what we have, is the mahalach is to become ruchniyistik people. The mahalach is to be to, you don't need dafka the tzar and the pain or anything else, but to realize that the payal by us and the emes and mitzius, our emes and mitzius is the ruchnius and not the yashmius. And the more we do that, the more we're able to be kind of Torah. And the more limud atayr, and the more dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, it can taka bring us to the point where the shivrei luchas will become luchas shleimus, and we'll have back the luchas vishaynus with the ma'aseh likim, the bi'ez goyel tzedek, v'meheira v'yameinu amen.